coordinator at Notre Dame. And try not to Coach. Sing the fight song while we're on. You. Get to talk to a Canada
Who,
right
me?
Now.
Yeah,
yeah,
no kidding,
I know.
Right?
Well, look, I know you're pro Notre Dame, and that's
well,
okay.
Just excited that they recruit a kid finally from Everett, Massachusetts. I got to tell Coach about this. See if we can't get a pipeline going down there.
Texas A&M offensive coordinator Cliff Kingsbury joining us. And Coach, I got to be honest, it took me half a season to get used to you being at Texas A&M because I'm so used to you being a Tech guy. So, but obviously you've done a great job. Congratulations on a great year.
Well, thank you. It was a lot of fun. I'm still getting used to it myself. So trying to learn the cheers and the chants and the signs and all that they got
yeah.
going on.
Well, we've relived the Southwest traditions, I guess, from back in the day when Arkansas was in the Southwest Conference, and we still hear that from the fans. And, you know, they still follow Texas football closely, obviously. But, you know, we had Coach Holgorsen on here. Was it last season or a couple seasons ago?
Like two.
I guess, yeah, before you got the job at West Virginia. I assume you played with him or played for him?
I did, and then coached. We were actually roommates at Houston when he was the offense coordinator. So
he's a unique character. He's like I don't want to call him a prototype of Mike Leach, but the mannerisms and the humor are very similar, I would say.
No question. He's going to do things his way and tell you how he feels, and so it's fun to be around.
Are you one of those kind of guys that you sit down at lunch or dinner and you got a napkin out and you're scribbling out offensive plays, and at night you're just pulling things out and writing on them, receipts, just things that pop into your mind? Are you consumed with it like that?
If it comes to me,
yeah.
But I'm not. You know, when I'm at the office, I'm hardcore, and when I'm not, I like to enjoy myself.
Even on the sidelines, though, you guys sponsored by Ray-Ban? I got to ask you that, because there's nobody looks cooler on the sidelines than this guy right here.
No, I just, you know, those are the shades I like, and I rock them, so it's not like I'm trying to be different. I just... The other, the
you
multi-colored Oakleys, yeah, those don't work.
Oh, those the Oakleys that you
these,
got?
Yeah,
you got the Oakleys.
Yeah.
Okay, all right,
yeah.
Good. Well, I'll say that a few more times, and I'm sure they'll be sending you some pairs.
Yeah. What a run you've had, and to coach two of the most prolific quarterbacks in the history of college football back-to-back. I mean, like, to go Keenum and then Manziel, and to see guys that do it totally differently. I mean, what a fun run it's got to been for you.
It has been, and that's the secret. Take jobs where there's good players already in place. So it's been awesome. You know, Cases was more of the – surgical, pick people apart and get us in all the right plays. And Johnny's still learning the system, so just using his athleticism to get people open and extend plays has been fun to watch.
It's only going to last so long, though. Eventually you're going to have to recruit one of those guys. So what do you look for in a quarterback when you're out recruiting?
You know, quick feet. I think the ability to get out of a bad play is number one for me after being around those guys. Case wasn't as fast as Johnny, but he could escape and extend the play. In an offense like ours, you have five guys out in a route. Somebody's going to uncover if you can get out of the pocket and keep it alive long enough. So that's a big part of it.
Well, I know when you guys were at Houston, you know, it was, oh, well, they don't belong. And you guys were certainly in line to be in a BCS game, too, with the run you guys had. And we were just talking to Coach about Northern Illinois and them actually getting in, which opens the door for a lot of schools like that that are certainly deserving. Then you go to A&M, and I know you guys heard it all season leading up to it. You guys aren't going to make it. You guys don't belong, blah, blah, yada, yada. You kicked the door in and made yourselves right at home here in the SEC.
Yeah, that was, I mean, to watch those kids play with a chip on their shoulder all year and work out with that extra motivation was huge and a big part of our success. They really bonded together against all the naysayers that they listened to all year, and so it was fun to watch them do that.
I don't want to focus just on Johnny Manziel, but he is certainly a big story, named as a finalist for the Heisman, which shocked no one. Was there a moment with him where you're like, this is going to be interesting?
Yeah, I think that, you know, the first he had to run, one of the first drives against Florida, and he kind of scooted out on some people and kind of pulled away. I'm like, wow, we may have something here. Because until you get out there against those defense, you don't know how it's going to translate, you know, his athleticism. But he made some plays in that game, and I didn't know what we had at that point that were pretty special.
Was that something you saw in the spring game? Because obviously he redshirted the year before, so was – you had no inkling at all. Maybe you saw potential, but no idea like this, or you had in the back of your mind that potentially he could.
Right, that's the story I've been telling. You know, Coach Sumlin has an infamously fast whistle with his quarterbacks in spring practice, fall camp. So, you know, he'd be blowing the whistle. Johnny would come over there to me mad. Like, they weren't going to get me, Coach. I'm like, okay, Johnny, sure.
Yeah.
They weren't going to get you. And sure enough, they weren't. You know,
yeah.
By the time Coach is blowing that whistle, that's when he goes into his all-out make-a-play mode. So you really don't see it in a controlled setting
right. Until
you get him out to the field and say, okay, tackle him to the ground and let's see what he can do.
Is there any part of that you can teach? I understand there's a lot of instinct, anticipation, and something that, you know, he's probably been doing in the backyard since he was a young kid. But is there any way that you tried to teach that and coach that up?
No, I think you try to eliminate the big mistake, and that's it. You know, don't try to make a home run every play. We want you to escape and do things. Play within the system what's not there, make a play, but just make sure at all costs you protect the football.
How do you call those plays for him? Is that something you
signal.
Give him with a bunch of options. And
he has freedom to check anything at the line of scrimmage up and down the field. We give that to our quarterbacks to get us into a better play, and he's still learning that. Most of the time he just snaps it and makes it a better play by himself. But, that's kind of our offense set up.
Yeah. Cliff Kingsbury joining us in the zone. Broyles Award going on today. He's one of the finalists, Texas A&M offensive coordinator. You grew up in Texas, played in Texas, coach in Texas. You ever going to leave the Lone Star State? Are you there for good, you think?
No, I bounced around a lot trying to play after college, so I've been all over.
Okay. So what happened after you left there? Because obviously you put up video game numbers.
I got drafted by the Patriots, so went up there in 2003 and then bounced around Jets, Saints, Buffalo. Played in NFL Europe, played in Canada. So I've seen a bunch of football and learned a bunch of offenses. So it's good to be back home in Texas. Got a bunch of family down there, and it's comfortable.
Where in NFL Europe you play? You
said? Cologne, Germany.
In Germany,
so
okay.
It's a cool experience.
Oh, yeah, very I can cool. imagine, huh?
I heard you telling the morning guys that you like to vacation in South America or just kind of really get away from it all. I would assume a guy in your position that it's nice to be able to cut loose. But, I mean, I'm sure it's nice to have fans come up and talk to you about things too, but it's nice to be able to get away. And I'm guessing a lot of folks in South America don't follow A&M football real closely.
Not at all. You can disappear down there. So it's good. It's good to get a break. I love being in College Station and the small town atmosphere, but when you got to get away, you got to get away.
How do you feel about your speech today? I mean, is this something you're comfortable with, or is this something
you're dreading? Yeah, I just found out that I thought only if you won, you got to talk. So I just got it sprung on me. So.
Oh, and we're carrying it on the station live, too,
great.
So you got to make it
live.
Count.
So it'll be short and sweet, I'm sure.
Yeah, so you haven't done a lot of that, I guess?
No, not yet. Usually it's more question and answer when we go around doing the rounds for A&M. So
I'm sure if you ask nice, you could probably arrange that.
We'll be all right. We'll make it work.
So what's the plan now, I guess, as far as, we always talk about the balance between days off and work days, especially when you get the long layup before the bowl game.
Yeah, Coach Sumlin, I think, does a really good job. He wants to reward the kids. Mm-hmm. He doesn't grind it out with them during these bowl practices. So they'll actually practice today. They'll practice Thursday, practice this weekend, and then kind of get into a routine from there. But it won't be any sort of two-a-days or any sort of super intense practice. It's more let's keep everything rolling and go from there.
Be honest. I mean, as far as the matchup goes, I mean, we're excited because we're going to be chanting SEC the whole way now, which is great. But to play a team like Oklahoma, having just left the Big 12, I mean, it's a pretty cool thing. You got to be excited about it. I'm sure your fans are.
It is, and I think our players really are. Last year they got after A&M pretty well, so there should be some motivation there. And I've heard the ticket sales are awesome. It's close for both teams. It'll be a great atmosphere in a great stadium, and I can't wait to be a part of it.
What bowl games did you play in?
I played in the Alamo Bowl, Tangerine Bowl, Independence Bowl.
You're screwing up your face like I never got to the Cotton Bowl.
Gallery Furniture. Never got to the Cotton Bowl. No, didn't get there.
Are you going to be able to go to New York with Manziel? Coach Sumlin going?
Yeah, I'm
going to
go Saturday and then go. We're going Thursday to Orlando, so it's a busy week.
So you go Orlando, and then you guys fly up to New York on that? Oof, it's going to be a whirlwind.
Yeah, it is.
Coach, he is a guy that's going to get all kinds of attention, good and bad, I guess. And in this, we talk a lot about social media and Twitter and all that stuff. And anytime you do anything is going to get out there. What do you do, not only with him, but I guess with other players? I mean, he's obviously unique because he's a rock star everywhere he goes. But what do you do as far as dealing with that kind of thing? And you're a young guy. I mean, you're obviously very in tune with what's out there and what goes on and how this stuff works.
Right. It's tough. I mean, I didn't have Twitter and Facebook, thank God.
Really.
Be here right now. But it's tough because you – growing up, you did some of the same things they're doing. They have to be smart. They have to take care of themselves, and you can only control so much, and you just hope and try to educate them on what to do. But at the end of the day, it's going to be their choice, their decision.
We found out about the infamous policy, Texas A&M freshmen can't talk to the media. So do you guys have a policy of social media that you lock them down on some?
No.
Twitter? No Twitter policy?
No, they got the Twitter. They got the Facebook.
That's dangerous. Instagram, they got it all. It's, LinkedIn.
It's a dangerous day and age, I'm telling you.
Is there somebody assigned to sort of monitor?
There is. Yeah. They get monitored on a daily basis.
Or is there a team of people monitoring? That's a lot of folks to keep up with.
We know what is being said.
Are you on Twitter?
I'm not.
You're not on Twitter at all?
I'm not.
Facebook.
I'm not.
How do you keep up with all those? You played for about 10 teams. How do you keep up with all your former teammates? I guess
they know where to find you. Yeah, just text messages.
Do you talk to Coach Leach at all during the season?
I do, quite a bit.
How are things? You think he can get things going the right direction out there?
Yeah, he ended well. You know, he's the type of coach those players are going to have to come to him. He's not going to give, and that's how he got things rolling at Texas Tech, and he's going to get his certain type of player in there that he thinks fits the system. And the win, the last one over Washington, a ranked team, a rivalry game, was huge, and I think it's really going to propel them into the offseason.
Without getting into the specifics of the individual incident, I think everybody knows by now there was a player who complained, left the program, that kind of thing, and really a very good player for him. Can you talk about playing for him? It sounds like he's a guy that would be fun to be around, but very demanding.
He is. He expects a certain level, and he expects it every day. And I think that's how he took Texas Tech. We're kind of a middle of the tier to plan for a Big 12 championship was that expectation level. So I guess some kids can't handle it,
right,
and some can, but I've never seen any sort of abuse or anything to that extent. He's very demanding, and he expects perfection on a lot of levels.
I'd let my kid play for him.
Yeah, of course, because you need somebody to whack. No,
my kid's going to look like Wes Welker. He probably won't be as good as Wes Welker. So.
We'd love to keep you here forever, and I don't know. Listen, I guess whenever you got to go. But let me ask you about recruiting quick. Did moving to the SEC in any way change your recruiting pitch or how you guys think it helped? What's the change now?
I think it helped. Definitely differentiated us within the state. Now you can come play in a league where they've won six national championships in a row and had a bunch of first round picks and top picks and Heisman winners, and so kids see that, and you know, everybody told them last spring they're gonna get killed, everybody recruiting
right
against us, and now there's some success, so it's really starting to take off. Hey, this may be a fun place to go. I can stay in Texas but play in that conference.
Did you ever see Arkansas when you guys were in the Big 12? Did you ever see Arkansas as an SEC team that could go into Texas and take guys, say, hey, we're going to play in the SEC? Did you ever see that as a challenge?
I thought so. And some of their better players, you know, they've done that with. And you watch that offense that Petrino ran. It was exciting offense, and they competed and playing in those big-time atmospheres. So, you know, before that incident, you know, they were really coming up.
They could go into Texas.
I felt like they could definitely, I mean, go in and compete for top players.
Yeah. One last thing, then we'll let you go. I want to ask about play calling, because we talked about it too, and guys who have been around, even like Clint Sterner, a guy who played quarterback at Arkansas, he's like, play calling, I mean, it's tough. There's a knack to it. I don't know what makes a guy a great play caller, but there is something to it. You played for one of the best, and now obviously you're doing a heck of a job as an offensive coordinator now. What goes into the planning, and when you're in the middle of the game, you have such a limited amount of time between plays. How do you come up with the right play, or how do you play your confident in, I guess, on short notice like that?
Yeah, we're an offense. We're not super complex, so we're going to do what we do, and you have certain plays you're confident with. Like I said, we put a bunch on the quarterback to get us into good plays, and there's just a bunch of things. We walk through a bunch, and a bunch of our sets have different options built in, so mm-hmm. We were very play call friendly, put it that way.
Okay.
And especially when you have a guy like Johnny who can make any play look good. So I've been very fortunate this year.
And is it when you were a player, same thing?
Yeah, same deal. Coach Leach put a lot on the quarterback. He'd sometimes just give us sets and say, hey, get us into the best play you see out there. And that's how we set it up. That's how we work during the week with the film study with the quarterbacks and try to prepare them to think on that level during the game.
Amazing.
Great job, Coach. Yeah. You got family, big family, married?
Not married.
Not
single,
married.
Single, hanging out in
college. Can't handle a family now. There's too much going on.
There's a lot going on.
That's a small town. That's an interesting environment, I would think, for a young single coach.
That's why he goes to South America, man. You kidding me?
There you go.
Come on.
Coach, we'll let you go.
Coach,
thanks so much. Congratulations and good luck today.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. And good luck in the bowl game, too.
Represent. You know, I guess the one thing we should probably say to these coaches is, I hope we don't see you here again, because that'd mean you won it, right?
Or you got a head coaching position.
Or you got a head coaching position.
We'd like
Thanks,
to get him out of the SEC as soon as possible. Thank
yeah,
you very
coach.
Much.
Yeah, coach.
Be great.
Stop recruiting our guys, coach. Come on.
Well, they're doing a great job over there. What a great young talent. And again, we saw Coach Holgerson. He was here, and then he was not long for the assistant coaching world. I mean, just too talented to be kept in the assistant ranks. So
I love it, though. We're not complex. We do what we do. Put a lot on the QB.
Did you write your writing notes
friendly.
Now?
Well, I figured I was going to tweet out.
Yeah, that's good.
Just that little sentence. Listen, I can't do a lot at one time. You know that. Okay, so I can drink coffee
and talk.
I can talk to Coach.
That's a lot on one guy.
Kingsbury.
I'm impressed. What a good guy, though. Well, we're looking forward to carrying the speeches, too, today. And if you do not care about this stuff, it'll be a long day for you. This is one of the few days of the year that we really kind of break our format. We will talk about other things, though. Arkansas coaching search continues. I got nothing for you. We will certainly keep an eye on it. I know there are people on the ground up there.